This is a dictation for Linda Earl, E-A-R-L, July 2nd, 46, addressed as a letter to Dr. Duchenne, D-O-U-C-H-E-N-E, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Duchenne, a follow-up for Mrs. Earl with chronic kidney disease, likely from diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, underlying CHF. She has also cirrhosis of the liver with prior esophageal varices and banding. Last visit here was in January. She comes accompanied with family member to the office. She was recently in the hospital from February 13 to February 17. I was not involved in her care. She was treated for C. diff colitis. Completed oral vancomycin. She did have also gastrointestinal bleeding. Low platelets. There is a left-sided foot ulcer that has already completed treatment with antibiotics and followed with the wound clinic, Dr. Jafar, J-A-F-F-A-R. She uses a walker. She is morbidly obese. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. Denies dysphagia. Distension of abdominal girth is stable. There has been no recent paracentesis. According to the doctor, edema improved with the use of aldactone off the potassium pills because of high potassium level, tolerating Lasix, no ACE inhibitors. On the next few days, she's going to have an EGD and probably a second esophageal banding as well as a colonoscopy. They are concerned about hemorrhoids being a source of bleeding. In the hospital, recently got 2 units of packet of red blood cells. Stable dyspnea, rest and or activity. Denies purulent arterial hemoptysis. Denies syncope or falling episode. No cellulitis or open ulcers. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, I review medications. I'm going to highlight the aldactone. The Lasix, Coric, next paragraph, blood pressure was 128.52 on the right-sided. Speech is normal, but she has memory issues, no respiratory distress. There is no localized RALS, no gross consolidation pleural effusion, appears regular, no pericardial wrap. There is obesity of the abdomen, but no rebound guarding or tenderness. 4+ edema below the knees, some stasis changes, a small ulceration on the right shin. There is clubbing of fingernails with a white band, no gross asterisis, weakness but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, April, creatinine at 1.4, right now it's stable over time, for a GFR of 37, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21 with elevated chloride, glucose is elevated in the 160s, normal albumin calcium, elevated alkaline sulfatase, AST, ALT from cirrhosis. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, CKD, stage three. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension in the low side. Next number, cirrhosis of the liver, esophageal varices, esophageal banding, ascites, hemorrhoids, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no encephalopathy, plans EGD colonoscopy as indicated above soon. Next number, obesity. Next number, left-sided foot ulcer in a diabetic person. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior angioplasty. Is my understanding a new echo is coming soon. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, memory issues on treatment, stable, no behavioral abnormalities. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia related to chronic liver disease. Next number, C. diff colitis. Next number, anemia, multifactorial, including gastrointestinal bleeding, as indicated above. This is probably the source. Kidney disease is not severe enough to explain that. Next paragraph, comments. From the renal standpoint, no indication for dialysis. They understand that the major issue is the chronic liver problems that needs to be aggressively assessed. I have no objections with the use of spironolactone and Lasix. I agree about avoiding altogether potassium and potentially ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents and anything potentially irritating esophagitis or stomach ulcers, chemistries in a regular basis, further advice with results. This was a prolonged visit, multiple issues, high risk morbidity, mortality. Discuss with the patient and the daughter in person, enter dictation.